Good morning. We are sitting with Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good Thursday morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, we have a sad story to share with folks today. It has to do with the death of a man named Lou Prasuti and someone tied to baseball in your region. Explain.
Well, David, it's a sad story in the sense that he passed away last Wednesday. He was 75, died in his sleep. It was a big surprise to most people around here. But it's a success story. He had a lifelong dream, and he made it come true. He's probably the man who's had the most significant impact on the Cooperstown area in the past two decades. In 1996, he founded Cooperstown Dreams Park, which many folks have heard of, but many folks probably have not. It's a youth baseball park where 1,500 kids a week, 18,000 a summer, come from all over the country to play in baseball tournaments in Harwick Seminary, which is about 4 miles south of Cooperstown. They pay $7,000 each, so it's been a huge moneymaker for the Prasuti family. The New York Post reported a few years ago they were netting $12 million a year. But with players, their parents, brothers and sisters, and a second park, Cooperstown All-Star Village, opened in Oneonta, this is bringing tens of thousands of visitors to Otsego County every summer. This has had a huge impact on the local economy. Four big chain hotels, two in Harwick and two in Oneonta, have been built since Dreams Park opened, and during the season they charge $250 a day and up. A whole new seasonal home and apartment rental sector has formed, and Cooperstown downtown has become more baseball dominant, where the downtown rose or fell depending on who was getting inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Now it has a steady base of customers in Dreams Park families. So it's not an exaggeration to say the youth baseball camps have become more significant to the local economy than the Hall of Fame itself. It's had an impact on Major League Baseball too, as you may know. These kids get to play intensive baseball for a week against some of the other best young players in the country, so they polish their skills. One year, 16 rookies were Dreams Park grads, and Bryce Harper of the Washington Nationals is a standout right now. Lou himself, he was a bit of a man of mystery. He lived in North Carolina in the off-season. He'd arrive at Dreams Park on opening day and leave on closing day. He kept pretty much to himself, although he enjoyed his customers, and they looked up to him. He was a disciplinarian. If he saw a player wearing his hat backwards or playing with a shirt untucked, he'd suspend him for a couple of days. So, you know, where can you get that kind of discipline these days? And a lot of the parents, really admired that.
Jim, is there anyone that can take over?
Well, that's a good question, David. It's closely held, so the family doesn't have to say anything about it. And he has a son, Lou Prasuti III, who is 50-ish now, and he is active in the park, so he may be picking it up. But that's a little bit clear right now. I just wanted to say one more thing about Louie.
Sure.
This is something that goes way back. When he was a boy, his dad started bringing him to Cooperstown to visit the Hall of Fame and to fish. And the father, he was also Lou. He would say every kid should have a chance to play baseball at Cooperstown. And Lou always remembered this, and it became a lifelong dream to make that come true. And after a business career, he worked for Madison Avenue. He finally did make his dream come true in 1996. And of course, you know, few people can say that they've accomplished that. So he was an important guy around here, and he'll be tough to replace.
Jim Kevlin is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read this story and much more. Jim, as always, we thank you.
David, thank you.